It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Steve Price. He is with the USU Extension here in Carbon County, and we're going to talk about farmers markets. Now, the farmers market started up back in July, and they have a new location. We'll talk some about that. They are taking SNAP benefits again this year, the double up points. We'll talk about that. And it's just some of the great items, fresh local items that are offered at your farmers market. So, Steve, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's dive right in. Now, you guys started up in about July, am I right?
Yeah. We started up in mid-July this year.
And we were talking before we came on the air how, you know, you've had them and you've had farmers markets up to the point, but you're really starting to feel like this weekend and the next couple of weekends going forward, you'll start to get a lot more produce. And that was kind of because we had a really strange growing season so far this year.
Yeah, this spring, a lot of our annual crops were kind of set back. We've had some kind of weird disease issues this year, just kind of strange development in some of our fruit trees. So we've been set back a little bit, but you know, usually about this time of year is when we can start to rely on having produce there at the market. And I think this weekend we'll have a bit more, and next weekend it's going to get even better. So we still have all of our baked goods and of course crafts and that sort of thing. But if you're really into the farmers market for produce, start coming by the next few weeks.
And what kind of things do you see or foresee coming about in the next, you know, week or two?
So the biggest question, the $1,000 question, is tomatoes. When are tomatoes? I think this weekend we'll probably have some of the cherry tomatoes. Next weekend, I think we'll start getting more of the slicers, the Romas, those larger ones that take a little bit longer to mature. We've already had greens, that sort of early season stuff. We're about ready for peach season. I'm excited. With the next couple weeks, it'll be on.
And then that's where you get me. Peaches are one of my favorites. So I'll be making it down there. And as we were talking about down there, it's moved. It's in a new location this year. So why don't you let the folks know where you guys are at and all of the good stuff as far as that's concerned?
Yeah, so we've moved to the parking lot of Sutherland. So we're actually on the east side of the parking lot. So if you drive by there Saturday morning, you'll see all the vendors set up.
And you know what? I would assume logistically, it's probably a better place for you. You're getting a lot of foot traffic from people that are going to Sutherland's, and they're like, well, you know what? Let's go check out the farmer's market and see what they got over there. And so there's all that kind of good stuff going on. And so go check them out there at farmer's market there in the Sutherland's parking lot. What time do you guys get rolling about on Saturday mornings?
So the market runs from 9 until noon.
Okay, so you only got 3 hours.
3 hours.
So get out there and get it while you can. So let's talk. Last year they added the fact that you could start using SNAP benefits at these farmers markets. And I guess really quickly, if you'll give a brief rundown of what SNAP benefits are, and then just kind of say, let us know some of the things that are at the farmers markets that you can use those SNAP benefits for.
You bet. So SNAP, it's actually an acronym that stands for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. So it's a benefit program through the state for qualifying individuals. So we can actually accept that at the farmers market, which we're really excited about being able to supply nutritious local food for people that have that benefit. One of the interesting things about our market is all of the produce, unlike a lot of markets in the state, have to be grown in Castle Country. If produce is grown outside Carbon and Emery County, it's not sold at our market. So this is about as local food gets. So we're excited to be able to offer that to people. So SNAP eligible items include things like, of course, fruits and vegetables, herbs. We do have some folks that have meat and dairy products that qualify, as well as canned goods like pickled vegetables, canned fruit, that sort of thing, honey, nuts, other sort of dairy products. So quite a few different things. The things that don't qualify would be things that are meant to be eaten right there at the market. So your cup of coffee wouldn't qualify.
Won't cover.
But all of your baked goods, breads, your pies, all of that sort of thing, rolls, those also qualify for SNAP.
Okay, and then to kind of go along with the SNAP benefits, you have this double up eligible products. So let's talk about what that is and what that's going to get people.
So for every dollar you spend in SNAP at the farmer's market, the market will match through the Double Up Bucks program another free dollar worth of fresh, whole fruits and vegetables. So it's only for fruits and vegetables, but up to $30 a day you can get tokens, and that's just free produce.
So really up to $30 that are matching dollar for dollar on whatever you're spending on fruits and vegetables.
Absolutely.
That's pretty good deal. It's awesome. There. Not too bad. And then you wanted to touch base on this senior farmer market nutrition program that you guys are offering.
Yeah, so any seniors that have either SNAP or the new commodity supplemental food program, which some of our seniors in the county already have their cards that came in the mail, there's also some other qualifications for seniors if you're over 60, and then there's some income guidelines. We can give you a $50 booklet and vouchers that can be used for fresh produce, herbs, and honey. So if you have those cards, then you automatically qualify. But if you don't, you still may qualify given the income guidelines. So that'd be $25,142 for a household size of one, $33,874 for a household of two, on and on like this. And you can actually find out if you qualify and then declare and get your booklet right there at the farmer's market. You don't have to go online and fill out a bunch of papers. If you just come by, visit us, talk to us, we can set you up. We don't really verify income, so just talk to us, and yeah, if you qualify, we'll give you the book. And those books, it's the USFMNP, government programs, love acronyms, those can be used at any market participating in the state.
Okay, so once again, if you're a senior and you don't know for sure if you qualify, head on down there, see what they've got. Talk to them, and you may qualify. And if you qualify, they're going to give you that voucher book right there on the spot, and they'll take care of you down there. Once again, it is the Farmers Market going on Saturdays from 9 until noon at the Sutherland's parking lot. And when are you guys going to wrap up the season?
So we're hoping to go to the end of October. Usually we have, we might get a little bit frosted, so some of our produce might start kind of petering out by there, but we'll usually have pumpkins, that sort of thing, some of the cold hardy stuff until the end of October. Plus most of our craft vendors still stick around, and they have some pretty cool stuff going too.
All right, so head on down there, check them out this Saturday and every Saturday until about the end of October. It's the Farmers Market from 9 until noon. Steve, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about this. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.